Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Mr. Flatty?
Dear Flatty, I've got a question for you. I have a little problem.
Dear Flabby, I'm afraid my dad isn't who he says he is. My mother, sister, and I are all white. However, my dad is much darker than we are. He likes tacos and dislikes when we say anything in Spanish. I'm assuming because we are white and trying to appropriate the language. He often tells my sister and I that he wishes our real dad would show up or pay him back child support for the past 29 years. He claims he is white, but if you follow the science, it just doesn't add up. So all wise Flabster, is my father a Mexican? Should we have him tested?
Is there a test for that?
Yes. So you take a frozen burrito, you partially thaw it.
Okay.
So you can get the hook through it.
Okay.
And then you throw that out in the field. Mm-hmm. If there's a Mexican in the field, it'll start chasing the burrito. That's the only thing you can get. The only way to get a Mexican away from the tomato plant is with a burrito. That's science, man. I don't make this shit up.
No, I understand.
So you start reeling it in slowly, mm-hmm. and they'll go. And then they'll all start coming out of the fucking woodwork. Arriba, arriba! And then you got to wheel it faster before they get it, because them little fuckers are fast. So, do you have a better test?
No, I don't. So you're saying that this guy should try that test with his dad? Frozen burrito on a hook.
Yes. But it's got to be a regular fishing pole, not like one of them trout ones where you flip it back and forth real fast.
Why?
Because it'll break it. The burrito is half thawed. It could end up fucking hurting somebody. You ever tried whipping around a 10-pound burrito on a stick?
Nope.
Well, you've never fished for Mexicans then, have you?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dave, in Australia, is there a way to test for Mexicanism?
We've got some Taco Bells. We don't have any Mexicans. All my Mexican knowledge is based on one person. So they don't show up on time when I'm trying to record with them.
No, that's black
people. Does that help?
So
no.
So there are no Mexican people in Australia?
Hardly any. Why would there be?
Why would there be any in America?
Because it's connected to Mexico, Johnny. It's like the same piece of land.
Yeah, that's true.
The closest thing we have to Mexicans are New Zealanders.
So do you treat New Zealanders like we treat Mexicans?
Yes.
Can you look at them and tell the difference?
There's a New Zealander in my house currently, so I... And
throw a burrito at it. Hurry.
As stated before, I'm at the bottom of the pecking order in this house. So
what are the chances?
Lower than a Mexican.
What are the chances that if you throw a burrito outside, the New Zealander will chase after it? You can close the door behind it.
Well, it's kind of off topic, but she's a carer and she's almost more disabled than me. How does that work?
So those of you that don't know, Dave is on disability in Australia, and one of the things they do is provide a care. The government provides it, right?
Yes.
So you have went through, what, 6 or 7 caregivers?
Or 8 or 9 or 10. Yep.
Okay, so do they just cycle all of you handicapped people together and just keep pushing you to other people's houses?
Yes.
Why have you been through so many? Well, like, do you like, I don't like this one, send me another one?
Sometimes, yeah. Yep.
Why don't you just not do that?
Okay, blink once if it's in the room with you.
It's not in the room. Many very good reasons, and all of them. I'm trying to bring it back to Mexicans. What are Mexican stereotypes? The one stereotype I never knew before was they're sloppy.
I don't know that to be true.
Okay, I have it on good authority from our friend from Alabama that Mexicans are sloppy.
No.
I don't think so.
So in my experience, both Mexicans and blacks are cleaner than whites. I've already said that before.
Right.
Mexican, like, the only bad thing I can really say about Mexicans is that they work harder than white people, so they're taking their jobs. That's the only real bad thing I can say. And they get distracted easily by flying burritos.
Is that bad though?
That's a positive. And they have
them stupid, them pointed cowboy boots.
Yeah, those
and
are
the big
terrible.
And the big buckles.
Just
okay. Mexican dress funny. Other than that, there's nothing wrong with them.
Did the questioner say if the father had a Mexican accent? Because the Mexican that I
does he call you vato?
The Mexican that I know can't do a Mexican accent.
Can't do a Mexican accent.
No.
I don't think it's something that you do. I think it's just something that happens. You know, if you're born in Mexico or whatever, or like you're around a bunch of Mexican people. If you're no matter where you're born, you're around whatever you're around, that's what you talk like. Like you could move to America and you wouldn't have an Australian accent anymore.
Crikeys. What does that mean?
I want to say that's not how it works, but it totally is.
It is.
Okay, so when you fire your helper, like, is there just a number you have posted on your refrigerator? Like, okay, get this one out of here. I want a new one.
Yes.
And then how much time goes by from the time that you fired one to the new one shows up?
Yeah, it can take a while. I'm still trying to get a male carer. The last male carer I tried to get, that they were in jail.
Why would you want a male carer?
Do you know what it's like in a house with only women?
Yeah, but aren't they like your slaves?
I already said I'm at the bottom of the hierarchy.
But aren't they like your slaves?
Can't you request a hot one?
I told them all no interruptions. And okay, while we've been recording this bit, Doug, I've been interrupted three times.
Do you have like field New Zealanders and house New Zealanders?
Yes.
So get a house New Zealander.
You told them, don't come in this room. I don't want to be interrupted.
Yes.
And they're like, and they just keep coming in.
Yes.
Tell them they're stupid. Like, are you retarded? What are you doing, stupid?
You're not helping.
Yeah, you're not. Can you yell at them? I mean. Oh, this is just too good.
I mean, I can yell, but it doesn't make any difference.
No, I want to end that right there.
Yeah.